Hans' hands flew across the instrument console with the accuracy of a concert keyboardist. Functioning intermittently, the Falcon's front left repulsor lifts had lifted the mandible from the tilted turbolift so that now the ship was hovering almost parallel to it. But touching down was out of the question, since the Falcon could very well slide right over the edge. Concealed behind vegetation that had crept into the structure, banks of illuminators affixed to the interior walls had winked on, adding to the luminosity provided by the Falcon's running lights and flood lamps. Even so, Han couldn't see more than 20 meters in front of him. A moment earlier, Leia, Alana, C-3PO, and Post had been visible off to port, but they were now out of view, and Han was worried that they had been knocked off their feet the way Jadak had. Where he had been flapping his arms like a man intent on flying, he was currently spread-eagled on the slanted deck, only his fingertips and bent toes keeping him in place. Judging by the manner in which the lift had tipped, Han suspected that it had been designed to do so for some reason, which meant that the shaft that moved the device was probably snugged into a full tilt joint beneath the deck. He considered his options, but only briefly. If he was wrong, the starboard undercarriage of the Falcon was about to take a pounding. But if he was correct, he could put things right. He took a steadying breath. Then, fine-tuning the repulsor lift controls, he allowed the ship to come down hard on the starboard landing gear. Struck, the platform instantly leveled out. But when it did, the Falcon's drooping mandible was walloped in turn, knocking out the already crippled maneuvering jets. Again, the ship slammed down onto her port side, and the turbolift deck tipped in the same direction. Jadak had just gotten to his feet when the Falcon's port mandible began to drop. Prepared for just such an eventuality, he raced for the ship and used the tilting motion of the lift to propel him up onto the blunt nose of the forward viewport, where he hung as if the cockpit had rammed into his midsection. Han's expression was an amalgam of amazement, anger, and admiration.
"Can you release the mandible access hatch from the cockpit?"
Jadak yelled, with one cheek smooshed against the transparisteel. Han all but crawled across the instrument panel to hear him better.
"Say again?"
"Spring the access hatch! I'll try to fix the jets!"
Han nodded, maneuvered back into the pilot's chair, and flipped a couple of switches mounted to the rear bulkhead. Jadak waited for Han's thumbs up before dropping back to the tilted turbolift and allowing himself to slide beneath the belly of the ship. Arresting his motion at the forward landing gear, he clambered up onto the mandible, picked his way to the unlocked hatch, and disappeared inside. Leia and Post hadn't even tried to stand up, but they had taken advantage of the deck's brief fling with evenness to scramble to the illuminators that outlined the YT's saucer-shaped body. Leia had a perfect vantage on Alana and C-3PO, who was now supporting the girl with one arm. Deep in the Force, Leia fed stamina to Post and strength to Alana and support to Han, whose fear for Leia and Alana's safety was eroding his ability to stabilize the ship. Like Leia, he was desperate to keep Alana from harm. But buried deep under his anguish, he was thinking of Jason, calling to Jason for help. For the first time, Leia realized the full depths of Han's pain and grief, and she seized on the source of Han's turmoil.
"Child, listen to me," she shouted to Alana. "Your father understood the beings who transformed this world. Long before you were born, we were at war with them, but your father was a force for peace, and his powers were unmatched by those of any other Jedi. He wanted you to grow up in a galaxy free of war. He wanted to protect you at all costs. I want you to reach deep into yourself and find him. As painful as it is, you need to find your father. Stretch out with your feelings. Use the Force."